So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed the halachas of Nadunya. When a bride pledges to provide the groom with money or assets, the groom includes the Nadunya value into the ksuba, so that if he dies or they divorce, the value of the Nadunya is returned to her. When the Nadunya consists of money, Maisav Shlish, the groom adds 1/3 to the Nadunya value. When the Nadunya consists of shum, assessed articles, the groom subtracts 1/5 from the Nadunya value. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Hechnisu leizahav shaman oisai v'harehu kashavya." A nadunya of pieces of gold is assessed and written to the ksuba at its actual value. As Rashi explains, "Einay moisiv shlish." He does not add to the value because einay mistaka behen. He cannot use the gold as money for investments. Einay peiches chaimish, and he does not subtract 1/5 because ein peichsin. It does not depreciate through use. And in derech l'shemim yosim shavim, gold is not overassessed. Although there's a brisa that states, Zahav harehu kekelim, which seems to imply that when she gives him an adunya consisting of gold, it is considered as shum, assessed articles, in which peiches chaimish, he subtracts 1/5 of the value, the Gemara gives three explanations. The brisa is not comparing zahav to regular kelim, but to kelim shel zahav, gold utensils, in which eina moisiv shlish ve'eina peiches chaimish, for the same reasons mentioned earlier. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Yechanan is speaking of greitois gedolos, large pieces of gold. Eina peches chaimish, dolei pachsi. He does not subtract 1/5 because they do not depreciate through usage. However, the Brayse is speaking of bedahava pricha, small pieces of gold. Peches chaimish, the pachsi. He does subtract 1/5 because they do depreciate through usage. Rav Asher gives a similar explanation that the Brayse is speaking of bememala, gold chips, peches chaimish, the pachsi. The Brisa mentions another case of dinrei zahav harein kiksafim. Gold coins are considered as silver coins, in which moisiv shlish, because mistaker ben. Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees and says, "B'makom shenogu shaloi lafartain shaman oisan v'harein b'shavyein, where they do not convert gold coins into smaller currency, he is not moisiv shlish." The Gemara explains that the machlekes is in makom shenogu shaloi lafartain. However, only in the case where v'denafki al de'atchak. The gold coins can be converted with exertion. The Tanna Kamma holds Moisiv Shlish because Kivin Denafki Meshavchinala. Since they are convertible in which he is Mistaker Behen, we increase their value. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Ein Moisiv Shlish because Kivin Delei Nafki Elal Diatchak Loi Meshavchinala. Since they are only convertible through exertion, he is not Mistaker Behen and we do not increase their value. Zakt the Mishnah, Hamaisi as Bito Istam. A father who married off his daughter without promising an adunya must nevertheless provide an adunya with the minimum of 50 zuz. Pasuk lachnisa aruma lo yomer habal keshachnisenu leveisi achsenenu bechsusi elamachasa va'ida beveisavia. If the father specifies that he will not provide clothing for his daughter and the groom agrees, the groom must provide her with clothing while she is still living with her father, and he cannot say that he will begin to give her clothing when she enters his home. Similarly, v'chein ha-meisiyas yisoyma le'yifchas lo mechamishim zuz im yesh b'chis mefarnes nais lafich v'ayda. When an orphan girl is married off, she is provided with a minimum nadunya of 50 zuz. However, if the tzedakah funds are abundant, they provide her with a full nadunya according to her stature. The Gemara mentions several brises which discuss the regulations of the kubish al tzedakah, a charity fund. Tanur Rabbanan. Yasim v'yaseim shabo lisparnis. Mefarnes nes yaseima v'achkech mefarnes nes yasim. If an orphan boy and an orphan girl seek support from the kupa, we first support the girl and only then support the boy. It is customary for a man to solicit from others by collecting door to door, but it's not becoming for a woman to do so. Yasim v'yaseim shabo linase. If a Yasim and the Yasima need assistance to get married, we first marry off the Yasima and subsequently marry off the Yasim. A woman's humiliation is greater than a man's humiliation. Tarabanan Yasim Shabal Lisa. Sechon le Bayis, Matsin le Mito, Bechol Kle Tashmisha, Vaachkech Messin le Isha. If a Yasin needs assistance to get married, we first provide him with a home, a bed, and all other furnishings, and then perform the wedding. Because the Pasuk regarding Tzedakah states, You shall open your hands generously and provide him with all that he is lacking. The pasuk establishes the sequence of aid. Dei machsaroi ze habayis, his home. Asher yachzar ze mita b'shulchan, his bed and table. Loi zehu isha, his wife, as the pasuk refers to the marriage of Adam and Chava, as a loi ezer kenegder. The Brisa continues. The words dei machsaroi mean give him what he is lacking, and teaches at the mitzvah lov lefaranasai via the mitzvah lov leoshrei. We are only obligated to provide for his needs, but we are not obligated to make him wealthy. However, the words asher yachzuloi, which mean whatever he is lacking, also teach afilosus l'ruchavolav ve'evet l'aretz l'fanav. We must provide him even with a horse for riding and with servants to attend him if he had been accustomed to these luxuries. The Gemara, however, qualifies this halacha to apply only to a ani ben tayvim. He or his family were once wealthy and legitimately became accustomed to these luxuries. However, where he was never wealthy and nevertheless indulged, we say, he should not have pampered himself to this extent, and we are not obligated to provide him with luxuries. The Gemara relates several stories of both situations. The Brisa continues, Tan Rabbanan, Ein loy ve'ein eretz lisparnas. If we know of one who is in need, but refuses to accept tzedakah, nois noy l'shem halva. We initially give him the money as a loan, and then treat it as a gift by not collecting it. Chacham disagree, and say that we first offer it to him as tzedakah, and if he refuses, we give it to him as a loan, which will subsequently not be collected. Reb Shimon Aimer, Oimrim loy havi mashkin v'tol, kedei shetezuch daite lav. Shimon adds that we also request a security deposit, so that he should believe that the money is actually a loan. However, yesh loy ve'ein eretz lisparnas, in the case where a man has money but refuses to spend it and wants to receive tzedakah, Behuda says, nois noy l'shumatana v'chayzen v'nefron memen alachar misa. We initially give him the money as tzedakah and subsequently collect it from his estate after he dies. Reb Shimon says, ein is kakanoi, we do not get involved with this person at all. The Gemara then relates several stories to illustrate the great lengths some tzaddikim went to give tzedakah in a manner of matan beseser, where the mekabel, the recipient, is not aware of the nice and the donor. The Gemara also cites Rabbi Lo, who says, "Beusha hiskinu hamevazviz al yevazviz yesh mechemish." Even a generous person should not disperse more than 1/5 of his assets to tzedakah, and qualifies hanemili mechayim shemiyerid menachasav. He might become destitute and be dependent upon others. However, after his death, this concern no longer exists. This discussion continues in the next daf.